back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown solo artists. We'll hear from Jimmy Ruffin, Tammy Terrell, Rick James, Kim Weston, Tina Marie, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, and his brother Jermaine Jackson. All coming up in the next half hour. Let's kick it off with Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin's brother, and the song is called Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, right here on Motown.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
Miss you so. Ooh. Now this night I stared out my window at the moonlight. Yes, I did now. Thinking about the way I used to hold her tight.
With Tom Fallon.
No, I can't believe you love me. No, I can't believe you love me. No, I can't believe that you love me. I can't believe that you love me anymore. Not like this.
I do believe you've got no love for me.
with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Rick James, You and I. That reached number 13 in the United States Billboard charts in 1978. Before that, Tammy Terrell had a minor hit. The song was called I Can't Believe You Love Me. It reached number 72 from 1966. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, reaching number 29 from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we continue to feature Motown solo artists. Well, coming up, a solo artist that was great in her own right but didn't really have any breakout hits, and that artist is Kim Weston. The song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, Kim was born Agatha Weston in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown Records in 1961, scoring a minor hit with a song called Love Me All the Way, reaching number 88 in the United States Billboard charts and number 24 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, her biggest solo hits with Motown is the song coming up, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and also the song called Helpless. Well, Take Me in Your Arms was also recorded by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and the Doobie Brothers, who had a bigger hit with it. Kim Weston's biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim Weston left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband, William Mickey Stevenson, both went to MGM Records, and she cut a couple of singles for MGM, but her career never really went anywhere. Well, here she is, a great song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, Kim Weston, right here on Motown.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Hey, baby, I know you're leaving.
Oh, baby. that's the way it should be. How could something so easy make me feel so complete? Take it one heartbeat at a time. Close your eyes and let your soul unwind. Sooner or later, it'll all fall in line. If we take it one heartbeat at a time. One heartbeat. Take it easy. Ooh. I want to feel your every emotion. Shh. Don't talk. And we'll be making love in slow motion.
Smokey Robinson with One Heartbeat. They reached number 10 on the United States Billboard charts from 1987. Before that, Tina Marie with Lover Girl, number 4 from 1982. And we start with Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. The song only reached number 50 in the United States Billboard charts from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature for this hour solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song, number one smash hit from Michael Jackson, his first number one, and the song is called Ben. Well, Ben was written by Don Black and composed by Walter Scharf for the 1972 film of the same name. The song was originally written for Donny Osmond, but Ben was offered to Michael Jackson as Osmond was on tour at the time and unavailable for recording. In addition to spending 1 week in the United States Billboard charts, the song also later reached a peak of number 7 on the British pop charts. While Ben won a Golden Globe Award for Best Song, and was also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1973. Although Michael Jackson had already become the youngest artist to ever record a number one song, and that is I Want You Back with the Jackson 5 in 1970, Ben made him the third youngest solo artist at the age of 14 to record a number one single. Only Stevie Wonder, who was 13 when Fingertips Part 2 went to number one in 1963, and Donny Osmond, who was just a few months shy of his 14th birthday when the song called Go Away Little Girl hit number one in 1971, were younger. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Ben, right here on Motown Memories. Running here
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently, yeah, yeah. Daddy's home, your daddy's home. Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Yeah, daddy's home. Your daddy's home to stay.
Jackson with Daddy's Home, a Shemp in the Limelighters hit from the 1950s, but Jermaine's version hit number 9 from 1972, and also from 1972 we started with Ben, Jermaine Jackson's more famous brother Michael Jackson, and Ben hit number 1 also from 1972. This hour will feature some great Motown solo artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.